is HM correspondent Erica Dulcinea Diggs, and I'm speaking with Luke Forbes. He is a community organizer, a film director, and a podcast owner. How are you doing today?
How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So what is the Promised Land Reform Bill?
So the Promised Land Reform Bill is a bill that I constructed and proposed to a couple of the Albany County legislators out here in order to get them to really label racism a public health crisis within the capital region. Because it is a public health crisis. It is a public health crisis, and 25 cities across America have labeled racism a public health crisis. And you remember that statistic I told you earlier, that Albany is the worst city in the country to raise a Black child, as well as it's the fifth city in the country for segregation and inequality in economics. So we are the first city that should have labeled racism a public health crisis. Unfortunately, because we haven't, we need to.
No, right. You are 100% right.
Yeah, and there's no other explanation as to why we haven't been labeled a public health crisis yet besides racist being in office. But when we look at this, another thing that's also introduced in there is a theory where we're able to ban involuntary servitude within the capital region, as well as products made by involuntary servitude. We're a country that has a Statue of Liberty in our harbor because we say that we got rid of slavery. That's what France gave us that statue for. However, we didn't. We just renamed slavery into involuntary servitude, where they have inmates forced to work inside of prisons for 25 cents at maximum. They just raised the industry level in prisons to 65 cents because people were complaining to Governor Cuomo about the inmates being forced to make hand sanitizer and the amount of excessive hours that they were forced to work in order to make this hand sanitizer. And those weren't complaints from people that they care about. Those were lawsuits done by inmates because they had to fight for their own rights in there. And that's not something that should be deemed valid. We shouldn't be forcing people into still working, regardless if they have a punishment or not. Truthfully, to encourage a corrective behavior, it would be beneficial for us to actually pay inmates actual wages, because not only will it fill them with more pride that they're actually earning an actual dollar for a job, it also instills more of a respect within their families, where the families aren't going broke from trying to provide for their loved ones that's in prison. As well as a person that's doing 10 years, if they're working in industry and they're a welder, they could possibly make $50,000 a year and send home money to their family and purchase a home from prison. So once they're released, they're financially stable and they're able to rejoin our society and not be on the verge of homelessness or poverty. We shouldn't continue to breed that and expect something different.
Now, back to what you were saying about racism being a public health crisis, because honestly, I read a study somewhere and it said that, you know, it was about Black women, but they said being a Black woman in America just gives physical trauma on your body already.
Yeah.
And so I can only imagine, you know, it has to be the same for a Black man, you know,
mm-hmm.
stands to the fact that you guys go through, you know, brutality or, you know, racism as well, you know, jobs he's not going through, you know, stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm.
and when I read that, I was honestly shell-shocked. And I was just like, that is wild how just being a person of color, Black person, of course, and you can have physical trauma on your body just because of the stuff you go through within America.
Yeah. And not only that, you even see how it affects housing, it affects schooling, it affects our public safety. Truthfully, if you look at what's going on around the world, the fact that they don't care that racists are targeting Black communities and throwing threats at the Black community, it's crazy. If we were really trying to protect everyone, they would have created a division that targets racists alone. Anyone trying to do any extreme the racist act. But there is no task force for anything like that.
Right. How is your podcast going and how can people stay involved?
I'm actually at the podcast right now. So as you can see, this is the team. We're over over here. We're just getting everything ready. Say hi, team.
Hi, team. Hey, how are you?
So we're over here. This is the podcast. You see us. This is the Silent Majority. We're about to be talking about a one-on-one with Ice Cube and on CNN today. That is CNN. Yeah, that was CNN. You kidding me? So this is the Silent Majority. Again, stay tuned with my Facebook. I share it all the time. We come on every Thursday.
Okay, are you on YouTube?
Yeah, we are on YouTube. I can share you the link.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm gonna share you the link to the YouTube.
Okay, so you guys heard that, folks, you gotta go check that out.
Yeah, Silent Majority, and there's some nerd humor behind that too. The Silent Majority around the Vietnam War, the president at the time actually said, because you know Vietnam War was one of the most highly protested events ever, and that was the biggest protest in front of the White House until the Civil Rights and the Black Lives Matter movement. So at that time, the president actually said that we're going to still go to war because we're doing this for the silent majority. So we took the name Silent Majority, and we're the silent majority. So if they're going to be acting in respects of the silent majority, they need to hear us. And we need to make sure that we're speaking up and our voices are being heard on all platforms.
Definitely. Well, do you have any last words, Mr. Forbes?
I appreciate this interview. I love the work that you do. I have heard a few of the things that you said yourself. So I appreciate you, and I would love if you could come over and interview with us over here at the Silent Majority one day.
I would absolutely love that.
All right. I appreciate this.
Of course. I just want to thank you so much for finally getting with me, okay?
I'm sorry. We're both busy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, busy bodies, how it should be. Yeah. All right. So this has been HM correspondent Erica Diggs, and I spoke with Luke Forbes. There will be an event.
World Development Information Day and United Nations Day.
What he said, all right, folks? And it's October 24th.
Washington Park Playhouse.
At what time?
1 to 5.
All right, folks, you got to check that out.